May be seated. Luke chapter 2. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger. Quiet, humble, peaceful, simple scene, wouldn't you say? Does that sound like your Christmas so far? Well, the Christmas season for us happens to be one of the busiest seasons of the year. It begins with Black Friday. How many ladies went out shopping on Black Friday this year? All right, well, that's usually the starting gun of the race for the Christmas season, and they call it Black Friday because most companies' profits are in the black on that day. In fact, they make a lot of money. You could maybe call it Green Friday. And between November and December of last year, the business sales were $446.8 billion. There were 1.5 billion cards sent. 77% of people travel on the holidays. And many businesses depend upon Christmas, this time of the year, for their survival. In fact, last year there was an article and said 2009 Santa Claus comes through. The holiday sales are up 1.1%. to save us from the world economic crisis. So you got Christmas church services, you've got parties, you got cards to send, you got gifts to wrap, you got trees to decorate, cooking, traveling, visiting, tinsel, all these kinds of things. But I want to ask you tonight, have you gotten caught up in the Christmas rush or in the Christmas spirit? That humble, quiet, beautiful scene of our Lord's birth. And it's easy for us to lose the wonder of this mystery. Martin Luther said that you can never fully grasp it with our human minds, this great wonder that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Take a moment, like Mary did, to ponder these things in your heart, because I'm going to testify to you, God himself, who created us all, has come to earth to be among us in the person of Jesus and is coming again. And you've all come here tonight to refresh yourselves in this story of your salvation, of the babe in the manger, of Christ who grew up to give his life on the cross as a ransom for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world, to give us light and salvation. But to catch the wonder of this miracle, I thought perhaps we could entertain, I don't want to use that word, imagine for a few moments, what it would be like if we took Christ out of Christmas? What if he had never, ever been born? How would things be different? How would things be the same? Hopefully, in doing this, we can catch some of the wonder of what he is. So, how might things be different if there were never a Christ born? Would we still be here? Well, I think some things might stay the same about this holiday. In fact, perhaps some of you know what the origin of the celebrations of Christmas among Christians is. It was back in 350 AD, Pope Julius I decided that the church's celebration of Christ's birth would be on December 25th. Why did he decide that? This is 350 AD. He decided this because the winter solstice, because it's the darkest time of the year, a good time to represent how God's light has pierced the darkness of our sin-filled world. But secondly, also because the Romans already were partying at that time in a pagan festival called Saturnalia. Let me describe to you just a little bit what Saturnalia was like. It was a week-long festival celebrated at the end of December. The public schools of Rome, even way back then, they had school holidays and the kids were off. So that whole song about, you know, about mom and dad can hardly wait till schools can start again, it's pretty ancient, probably. In Saturnalia, they also exchanged gifts with one another. There was a special market where you could buy and sell. There were feasts and meals where families and friends got together. Any of this sound familiar to you? Well, also they had this greeting with each other. Ho, Saturnalia. Yes, ho, ho, ho. So we'd probably still be having a winter festival of some sort if Christ weren't here. And we'd probably still have Santa Claus, Frosty, the Grinch, Jack Frost, stories like Christmas Story if we had TV, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and Christmas carols, at least the ones that say things like, through the years we'll all be together if the fates allow. The fates allow? Well, I would just change it if God allows. But we might have these kinds of things, and you'd probably still be exhausted. You'd probably be still hectic, and you'd probably still be trying to pay off your debt for all the things that you've been buying in the coming spring. So some things might be the same, but what would be different? One word, everything. If Christ were not here, it would be like this present here with a beautiful wrappings, all the pretty colors, a beautiful thing to get excited about, but nothing inside. That's what Christmas would be without Christ. It'd be a shell without a kernel. It'd be an oyster without the pearl. It would be the appearance of joy without joy. So the wrappings are good. We can enjoy all the traditions, but if they start taking the place of the gift, we get a problem. So there was once this interviewer who went to speak to people on the streets of Tokyo at Christmas time. He came up to a lady and said, what's the meaning of Christmas? And she laughingly said, was that the day Jesus died? Well, I think commercialism can sometimes get in the way of Christmas such that we start losing the gift. It's like the beginning of the death of Christ, at least in our hearts, for Christmas. So what would it be like? A cold, cold winter. I remember when I was years ago in the early 90s, I did a dog sledding trip in the northern parts of Maine and New Hampshire. And we were going out one night, and it was just the first night out, and it was sleeting rain, a freezing cold wind blowing, and we were going on into the night trying to find the dog sledders who had gone ahead of us. We were on cross-country skis, and I was starting to get scared, and it was getting colder and colder, and there was no light and only darkness settling upon us. Well, what would Christmas be like without Christ? There'd be no light, no light at all in this world. For it's written, all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. If there were no Christ, there would be no light, and we'd all still be under a veil of death. For God promised, a Christmas promise, in Isaiah 25, he'll swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that spread over all nations. He'll swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. That's a promise. That's a Christmas promise. That's a cross promise that God destroyed death through Christ. But if Christ is not there, we'd be celebrating at this time of year still under the shadow of darkness, with grave our only end. We'd also have no peace. Because what did Christ come to bring? Peace on earth, goodwill among men. He came to bring peace, yes, with ourselves in Christ, but peace with God. Reconciliation. If there were no Christ, then there'd be no peace. And Satan would still be in charge. For it says in 1 John 3, the reason the Son of God appeared, the reason was to destroy the works of the devil. There'd be no reconciliation. You know, a lot of people think that they are reconciled with God, have a friendship with him. But until sin is taken away, sin is still in the way in a relationship with God, and it causes a rift. It's written in Isaiah 59, But your iniquities, your sins, have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. You know, if there's nothing in this box, if all we got for Christmas is wrappings and traditions, and there's no Christ here inside, then we have no God, that we have no ability to know him because our sins are still in the way. For in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting our trespasses against us, and then entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. We'd also have no love. Remember the story when Jesus met a woman who was caught in adultery. And according to Moses, according to the law, this woman should die and be stoned. And they wanted to test Jesus, and they brought the woman and threw her in front of him and said, "What shall we do with this woman? The law says she should die for her sin." Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he looked up and said, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And they all went away, beginning with the eldest. And Jesus was left all alone with the woman. He looked up and he said, "Woman, has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." He said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again." Jesus came to bring us love. If we didn't have Jesus, we would have no love in this world. We love, it says in John, 1 John 4, because he first loved us. And we'd also have no joy. Where would the angels be on that night when the shepherds were keeping watch over their flocks by night? They would have heard no angelic chorus if Christ had not come. Jesus said, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he's lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he finds it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing, and he says, 'Come, my friends, rejoice with me. For this my sheep was lost and is found again.'" Joy. But if there's no shepherd, if he had not come, we'd still be lost, and we'd be wandering around in a dark wood like I was up there in New Hampshire and Maine. "I'm lost, I'm lost, I'm lost." How terrible it would be if all we had were the wrappings. And finally, there'd be no hope, because we could never know God or be his own. Call him Father. For without Christ, without a gift inside Christmas, there's no eternal life. There's no inheritance. There's no kingdom to come. There's no hope. And death would be the end of us. We're all going to die. Anybody not going to die here? You're going to face death one day. If there's no Christ, then death would be the end. But in fact, you'd wish it were the end, because after that comes a judgment. And in that judgment, if there is no Christ, then you would really be lost forever and condemned to eternal chains, to prison, and to exclusion from the presence of the Lord and from the kingdom of light, being cast forever into the nether gloom of darkness if there were no Christ. But now the wonderful news. Guess what? There is a Christ in Christmas. And there is a present inside this box. Let me open it now. The kids love this part, right? Rip it open. And inside, I find the cross. I find our Lord Jesus Christ. What's the use of all this wrapping? I loved the wrapping when I came up here. You loved the wrapping. It was pretty. That's fine. We can enjoy all these traditions we have, but once you have the present, forget the wrapping. The reason for the season is our Lord Jesus Christ. And what does it mean that he came? We're not cold, we're not lost, we're not in the dark, but he's brought light and warmth. He's brought light. It says in Isaiah chapter 9, "But there will be no gloom for her that was in anguish," prophesies God. "In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and Naphtali, but in the latter time he'll make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations." Where did Jesus work and minister? In Galilee. "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them as light shined." Oh, when I was in New Hampshire and Maine, and I was getting scared, and the darkness was settling over the woods, finally, at the very end, as it was altogether dark, we were able to catch up to the dog sledders, and they're flickering in the overhead of the canopy of the trees. I saw the light glow, and then finally the light of the fire. And I can tell you how that changed my whole life that day and brought me peace. For as the hymn goes, long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared, and the soul felt its worth. And Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So we add light he gives us and peace. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now, old Saint Nick, he comes knowing who's a good boy and a bad boy, and he comes to give good to the good and bad to the bad. Well, Jesus knew our good, he knew our bad. In fact, we were all bad. But did he come to punish and to withhold gifts? No, our Lord Jesus came to give us sinners the gift of eternal life by his death on the cross. And he's given us love. It says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 16, from his fullness have we all received grace upon grace. And he taught us to love one another. His law is love. His gospel is peace. In World War I, in December, in 1914, there was the Christmas truce, where the Germans and the English and the French, on their separate trenches, came out of their trenches on Christmas Day and exchanged gifts, sang songs, prayed with each other, and played a game of football, or as we'd say, soccer. You know, this is what Jesus came to bring between us, to unite all mankind in his love. But for those who reject him, it's a sword. But he came to unite us all in his love, to bring us the joy of the Christmas angels. For you shall go leaping like calves from the stall, Malachi prophesies. And he brought us true family. You all with family tonight? I think that's great. But God has brought us into his family, and that's what is the most important. My daughter Naomi told me a story that she heard at school of a little lamb on a cold winter's night that lost its mother, and she died. And the shepherd knew that this little lamb would die unless he could find a mother sheep to tend him, to adopt him, and to take him as her own. Well, it just so happened that the day before, there was a mother sheep who had lost her son. He died, the little lamb, to the cold. But now the shepherd had a problem. How to get this motherless lamb with this sonless mother? The shepherd brought the little lamb to the mother, but she wouldn't tend him, for he had not the smell of her own son's fleece. And you know, this is common among animals, that they'll reject if they don't have the proper smell. But the shepherd was smart, see? And what he did was this. He took the wool off of the little lamb that had died, and he clothed it and put it around the living lamb, and then he brought it to the mother. And as soon as the mother smelled the smell of her own son, she accepted him in as her own, and he lived. Christ has done the same thing for us. He has come, we who were strangers, cast-offs, foreigners to God. God, he has come and clothed us with his own wool, with his own righteousness by grace through faith, that we might become acceptable to the Father. Therefore, be imitators of God, says Paul, as beloved children. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. For we are the aroma of Christ to God, he says, and in love God predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Once you were no people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Christ in Christmas. So in conclusion then, what are we celebrating tonight? What are we celebrating this season? Saturnalia? Are we celebrating Christmas with Christ in the Mass, in this celebration? We can enjoy all the wrappings, as I'm sure you already are, looking under your tree. God be praised. Enjoy each other and have your traditions. But remember, Christ is the reason for the season. Let those wrappings go. Let there be a room in the inn of your heart and a manger there where he can lay his head and rest, that he be born in you to rule and to reign, that you might find your rest in him, that peace and goodwill come into you. Conclude with this. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.